It is time now for Talkin' Books. We are joined here in the studio by Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the library's website. ChapelHillArts.org is the arts and culture website. We've also got a special guest on the phone that we'll get to in a second. But first of all, Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great because, as you know, as we've talked about before, anytime we have a special guest, it's a great day on Talkin' Books.
100%.
Because we love special guests, and it means we have to do less work. Just putting it out there.
Who is joining us today?
Joining us today is my friend and yours.
Yes.
Downtown chef, owner, all around good person, somebody I'm proud to call a colleague and a friend. Andrea Rusing from Lantern
joining us on the phone. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're doing great. And we're talking today, we're going to recommend books in a few minutes, but we're talking today about the Garden Spot pop-up, which is now open behind the newly renovated Lantern. Backlotgardenspot.com is the website if you want to find out more about that. So tell us about the Garden Spot pop-up. What does it entail?
Well, Garden Spot is both a place right now and a concept. It's been a concept for a while, and we're finally happy to have it as a space. During COVID, my landlord, after 20 years, was finally willing to sell me the building. So we had kind of, pretty gravelly parking lot that we put a lot of planters in it. We called it our gravel lot garden, basically. And we were kind of parking there, and we'd have to spend like 20, 30 minutes reparking every time someone wanted
right.
to leave. And we kind of decided that, a better use of the space is to really try to cultivate new food businesses from young and emerging entrepreneurs, mostly women, African-American and Latino entrepreneurs behind the restaurant, and using some of the restaurant facilities and staff to support that.
So this has been open for the last couple of weeks, Friday, Saturday from 4 to 8, with slightly different local businesses from week to week. Who are some of the partners that you work with?
The folks that were that are cooking for us right now is Cilantro Artisan Food, along with Mr. Gravies. He's doing delicious soul food. And Gail from King's Pepper, and she's doing these West African tacos. We also have Elika Sweets doing kind of Persian sweets and ice creams. It's like a really, really great combination of flavors and folks that are working through it. We also have had really cool artists, performances, just lots of different things happening back there. Something a little bit different every week, but the food vendors are the same this weekend as well, which will be Friday, Saturday, 4 to 8.
What's the experience like for people who go back there? Like, what can people expect?
They can expect a lot of crazy plants that we've been growing. An occasional watermelon someone might trip over. I just noticed the other day. There's all kinds of interesting things to touch and taste and experience. It's a cool place to bring kids early on. We also have a cocktail bar that we're doing. Our bar leader back there is Paul Finn, and he's from Long Island, and I'm from New Jersey, and so he's doing kind of a Long Island iced teas. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of them, but he's doing a Long Island iced tea that actually has actual real iced tea made from plants in our garden. And we have that both just regular non-alcoholic, and then we also have an alcoholic version. And then, lots of beer and wine from cool small producers. And, yeah, it's a party, basically.
So I'm just going to jump in here
yeah.
and expand on a couple of things that Andrea said because, because it's my show, and I can do that, gosh darn it.
It's our show. We're a team.
It's our show. Right. So a couple things.
We talked about this.
Exactly. I want to share that I think that, it really speaks to Andrea's just really community spirit and generous spirit. Because, think about parking in downtown Chapel Hill. If you have parking, that is a premium thing to have. And the fact that she and the Lantern team and Abby, who's just fabulous, had this idea and then actually did it and converted very valuable parking spaces into this community space to help food entrepreneurs and help the downtown area. It's just a really cool, generous thing. And then second, the experience, having been there a couple of times now, it's awesome. And it's true. Like the early side, like bring your kids, it's from 4 till 8. We had that Long Island iced tea Saturday night. It was delicious. We actually went with friends, and our, like, this would be my pro tip is go with a gang,
right,
and get one of everything from each vendor.
Ooh,
and then
yeah,
just share all the plates.
Eat the menu. I like
it. Eat the menu.
Yep,
it was so, so great. There was a great band playing, the Magic Tuber String Band, which I don't know if you've ever had them on Live and Local.
Not live, but
they're,
I know.
They're
yeah,
awesome.
They're great. Yep.
So I think Andrea was perhaps underestimating her, like, the, like, generous spirit that's there, but also everything that's happening. So I just wanted to plus one all of that.
How big a crowd was it there the other day?
Gosh, I mean, we were there for probably an hour, and there were between, I don't know what, Andrea, 40, 50, 60
nice
people there in the course of an hour?
I think throughout the evening, it was probably, you know, throughout the 3 or 4 hours of the evening, it was probably, you know, low hundreds.
Yeah.
120.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's a cool thing for downtown. We were actually there Saturday night when the fire was sort of on its tail end. So
right,
it was like, it was this interesting sort of juxtaposition, like or being next to this tragedy and then being in this like new space that really speaks to the possibility. So, Garden Spot, it's great.
Speaking with Susan Brown here in the studio, Andrea Rusing from The Lantern, and now the Backlot Garden Spot behind the newly renovated Lantern. Got to mention that. It looks awesome on the inside, too.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. It's kind of a work in progress. We thought
still,
we were
going
to keep everything revealed, but we decided to just make it kind of a open source. Every time you come in, something slightly more renovated or slightly changed.
And I'll also share on that point, and as the person who ostensibly leads the arts team for the town, I share this with some hesitation, but I had a big laugh with Andrea. I was in there a couple months ago, and she's been doing all of this renovation, and there
right
were these drop claws on the walls with all these markings on them. And I told her, like, I just assumed that that was some art that I didn't understand. And she's like, no, you dope. That's actually drop claws. So I was like, oh, I feel better now.
Hey, that you were not unique in that. And actually, the person that we're working with on some design stuff said, you know, you got to really be prepared when you pull these down because it's going to be very different in here. Because it was really cool because there were drop cloths from Can Decorative Painting, our longtime best favorite painters in Chapel Hill, and they were actually really beautiful, and we're going to actually use them in a surprise way down the road.
Oh, cool. I love that. Love it.
LanternRestaurant.com for the Lantern, BacklotGardenSpot.com for the Garden Spot behind the Lantern, again, Fridays and Saturdays, 4 to 8, including this weekend. Speaking with Susan in the studio, Andrea on the phone. This is Talking Books, so let's recommend books. Andrea, Susan, let me start with you since you're here. Give Andrea some time to get the book recommendation together. What are you reading right now that folks should know?
So the book that came to mind, especially Saturday night when I was there, one of the vendors is Mr. Gravy and his partner, who I call Mrs. Gravy,
right,
or actually Ms. Gravy. They have delicious soul food, and they had ribs Saturday night that were so good.
Yeah.
So good. And it made me think of a really great novel called The Rib King by an author named Laddie Hubbard. And this is actually a prequel to a book called The Talented Ribkins, but you don't have to have read that book to get the prequel. So the prequel, it's set in sort of turn of the century with a town, with a city that's kind of like Chicago. A wealthy white family basically brings in a young black teen orphan to sort of from their generous spirit, they're going to make him a groundskeeper and all of that. And then the family sort of fortunes take a downturn, and they end up, he's got this famous sauce that he makes. And they, of course, start selling it using his name and image, but not giving him any credit. And it's sort of this play on race relations, history, things like, you know, Uncle Ben's and Aunt Jemima's, and how we exploit the black food entrepreneurs and all of that. And so it's such a great book. The author is fabulous, and the book is called The Rib King.
I love it. Andrea, what's your recommendation?
Well, I'm reading a couple things right now. One is our friend and neighbor Heather Heverleski's book. It's pretty new. It's called Foreverland, The Divine Tedium of Marriage, and it's a really real, funny, painful, intense kind of examination of her marriage and and what commitment really means, and it's a way of a woman looking at marriage that I think is completely unique. I don't think I've ever read anything like it. That's Foreverland. I'm also reading a book by another semi-local person called it's called Wild Tamed, and one other word, but it's just in a galley right now, but it's going to be out on UNC Press in September, and it's by Diane Flint, who started this incredible orchard called Foggy Ridge in Southern Virginia probably 18 or so years ago, and she's really just talks about kind of the magic of apples, both in the South and globally, and a lot about kind of permaculture and climate change and flavors that we might lose forever. So it's a really cool book as well, and that'll be out in September.
Nice. Just to give me a sense of the book, is Foreverland the best or the worst possible wedding gift?
Oh, that's a great question. I think it's the best.
Okay, good.
Because I'm a believer in, you know, what you think you don't know.
Nice.
might come up someday. So I think it's for clear-eyed, intellectually curious, psychologically aware people, I think it's a good one.
Love it. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library. ChapelHillArts.org for more on community arts and culture. LanternRestaurant.com for more on the Lantern. West Franklin Street, downtown Chapel Hill. And right behind it is the brand new Backlot Garden Spot, Fridays and Saturdays, 4 to 8, with amazing vendors. Go check them out, BacklotGardenSpot.com. Andrea Rusing on the phone, Susan Brown here in the studio. Thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks so much for having me.